慈爱传到永远，他的信实直到万代。让我们一起去祈祷。Father God, we come before you to worship you, to praise you. Thank you for your love and truth. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Jesus, always by our side to help us through difficult times. You always lead us get close to you. We pray that we lay down all the burden before you to focus on you, worship you. You are our Lord, our God, the glorious King. We glorify your name. 亲爱的父神，多谢你的爱，你的信实，我们来到你的跟前去敬拜你，赞美你。多谢你的保守，多谢主耶稣常在我们的身旁，是我们的随时的帮助。你又提醒我们要常常亲近你，求你今天帮助我们把愁烦的事都挪开，让我们都能够专心一意去敬拜你。你是我们的主，我们的神，是至圣的君王，我们要歌颂你的名。In Jesus' name, 奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。Here I am to worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, you're so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth.
I am to worship.
So here I am to worship.
一齐祈祷，亲爱嘅父神，我哋系渺小，人生系好似一片云雾，我哋根本唔知道明天如何，对明天绝无把握，唯有信靠主耶稣，你掌管我哋每一个嘅明天，你嘅信实不变，成了我们嘅盼望，亦系我们嘅信心嘅凭据。我哋要活在当下，心存感恩，去过每一天。我们只需要每天向着神，面向光，我哋就可以得到你俾我哋嘅平安同埋喜乐，生命就有意义。多谢父神。In English, Father God, to you our life is just like a mist, and don't know anything about tomorrow.Nothing we can hold on to except trusting you. You hold our future. You never change, which gives us hope. We have faith on you so we can live every day with your grace. We can rely on you because you are the light of our life.Peace and joy. You give us those things. Our lives have a meaning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, 奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。让我们一起读雅各书四章十四节，预备，一、二、三。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么？你们原来是一片云雾，出现片刻就不见了。Let's all sing， 信心的等待。
因我知道，盼望因你而来。 恩典我便足够，让我可清心见你面，使我必得见光。耶稣捉紧我双手，仰望那财宝在天上，爱慕神的捧着平安，感谢你为我所编写。耶稣捉紧我双手，有你的恩典我便足够，让我可清心见你面，使我必得见光。耶稣捉紧我双手，仰望那财宝在天上，爱慕神的抱着平安，感谢你为我所编写的一切。
Those who love the Lord will embrace peace. Give thanks for all your plans for us. 多谢你，多谢神你，我哋编写嘅一切都系美嘅。
爱慕神的抱着平安。感谢你为我所编写的一切。
让我们现在有一段安静的时间。We have a short time for meditations. 让我们现在去同神去讲多谢。临一件事在这个 week 里面，我们要向神感恩的。We think maybe one thing in this week to thank for God's lead you. 亲爱主耶稣，多谢你，好多谢你，好多谢你带领我哋，多谢你保守我哋，无论系我哋健康或者生活嘅一切。Thank you Jesus, thank you Lord, thank you for everything you done for us.因为耶稣，主耶稣，你的爱让我们知道你是我们的避难所，你是我们的随时的帮助。好多谢你从来没有离弃过我们，多谢你的恩典是够我们用，让我们更加去依靠你。求主你让我们更加去依靠你。Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for everything you've done for us. You are our dwelling place, our refuge. We can always come to you. You lift us up. 多谢你的恩典，奉主耶稣基督名求。In Jesus' name, Amen. 让我们一起去看这个诗篇46篇第一节。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量， 是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
当想起我常犯过错，庆幸你是我安身居所，常扶助因颠倒。倘今天犯同样过错，记着你是我安身居所，求怜恤今改过。愿静躺你温暖傍臂，心知道可找到你平安，让心中稳妥。你时刻顾念我，
多谢你时刻去顾念我哋，我们能够完全去信靠你。
心只想完全地信靠，记住你当我软弱，仍扶起不舍弃。这一刻完全地信靠，你为我牵引每步，常同在听祷告。愿静躺你温暖傍臂，心知我可找到你平安，让心中稳妥。时刻顾念我，
我能有依傍，
我能依傍，亲爱恩主，我能依傍，亲爱恩主。身边多风雨，愿静躺你温暖傍臂，心知我可找到你平安，让心中稳妥。你时刻顾念我，
多谢父神，你真系顾念我哋，你时刻都顾念我哋，让我哋唔好忘记你嘅恩典。奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。大师去到呢度。
OK， 望住阿 Tim。弟兄姊妹，早晨。听到啊，
听到。
现在是奉献的时间，奉献是我们基督徒用来表达我们对父神给我们的恩典，也都是我们基督徒的一个责任。我就会即刻我会做一个祷告，然后就给大家静默一刻。Morning, brothers and sisters. Right now is time for offering, and offering is one of the ways for us to express our thanks to God's abundant blessing. I will lead the offering prayer, and after that, we'll have a short moment of silence. So let's pray. 亲爱的天父，你是创造生命和满有慈爱的真神，你不但赦免我们的罪，让我们有永生，你又赐我们每日的需要，祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹，让我们能够活在一个丰盛和又有平安的地方。我们真的每天要向你感恩。我们现在就用一个欢喜快乐的心，将你赐给我们一小部分的金钱献上，求主你的喜悦，求主你祝福这些今天的奉献，用在你的大使命工作上面，让更多未相信主你的人听到你的福音和得到你的祝福。以上的祷告是奉主耶稣名求。 Dear Heavenly Father, you are the true God who created life and is full of grace. Not only do you forgive our sins so that we have eternal life, you also provide us our daily needs. You bless every one of us here and lead us to live in this rich and peaceful nation. We need to give thanks to you every day. With a joyful heart, we are now giving a small portion of the money that you had given us. May you bless this offering to be used in your great commission work so that more unbelievers in this world can hear your gospel and receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 现在大家可以静默片刻。Okay?跟住嚟，我哋就读今日嘅讲道经文。Right now we'll be reading today's sermon scripture. The English people, you can follow me to read your English part. Okay, 一齐读。我哋系会读路德记一章到五十六至十八，同埋四十六至十七吓，开始。一章一节，在士师统治期间，国内发生了饥荒。有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子，从犹大的伯利恒前往摩押地去，寄居在那里。这个人名叫以利玛勒，妻子名叫拿俄米，两个儿子叫马伦和基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就在那里住下来了。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利玛勒去世了，留下他和两个儿子。他们娶了摩押女子作妻子，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德。他们在那里住了约有十年。后来马伦和基连二人也死了，留下拿俄米，却没有了两个儿子，既没有了两个儿子，也又没有了丈夫。路德说：请你不要离开，你回去，请你不要逼我离开，你回去，不跟随你。你到哪里去，我也要到哪里去。你在哪里过夜，我也在哪里过夜。你的同胞就是我的同胞，你的神就是我的神。你死在哪里，我也要死在哪里，葬在哪里，除非死亡把你我分离。 如果我离开你，愿耶和华加倍惩罚我。那俄米看路德坚决要跟他走，就不再多费唇舌了。四章十六节，那俄米把孩子接过来，抱在怀中，作他的保姆。邻近的妇女要叫他起名字，说：那俄米生了孩子了，就给他起名叫俄比得，叫俄比得。这俄比得就是耶西的父亲，耶西是大卫的父亲。现在就请牧师为我们做个祷告。
弟兄姊妹平安 ，Good morning everyone。好高兴见到大家一齐翻到教会崇拜 ，So glad to see you all to come to the church together to worship。我哋现在一齐低头祷告 ，Let's pray together。Dear Heavenly Father, we are so excited to come before your presence to praise and worship you。真系天父神，我哋何等嘅兴奋，可以嚟到你嘅面前去敬拜你，去赞美你。We're just insignificant as we live on this earth for but 70, 80, or 90 years. Yet you deem us as precious, as valuable, as worthy to let your son die for us. You have chosen us to be redeemed. You are preparing us as a church for your son to worship him and serve him in eternity. It is indeed beyond our comprehension.神啊，天父，我哋真系睇到自己系何等嘅卑微。我哋喺呢个地上存活，只不过系70年、80年、90年。然而，你看我哋系宝贵嘅，系有价值嘅，甚至让你宝贵嘅儿子耶稣系为我哋死。你又拣选咗我哋，救赎咗我哋。现在喺教会生活当中，预备我哋为咗你儿子嘅缘故，叫我哋可以喺永恒当中继续去敬拜佢、服侍佢。真係超乎我哋一切所能去想像嘅何等嘅美好。So this morning we choose to turn our eyes away from the environment, from the worsening pandemic, and for some from our failing health. We want to turn our eyes to focus only on Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior and head of this church. We want to glorify Jesus by obeying Him, obeying His command, by loving Him and serving Him.所以呢个早上，我哋要将我哋嘅眼目转眼注视喺耶稣身上，而唔系去睇我哋嘅侧边嘅环境，一啲更加严厉嘅疫情，或者甚至有部分人一啲系日渐衰残嘅健康。主啊，我哋要转眼仰望，单单系注视嗰位我哋嘅主同埋救主耶稣基督，亦都系我哋教会嘅头。主啊，我哋要系荣耀你，藉着我哋信服你嘅指令。爱你同埋服侍你嚟到荣耀你。And we also pray for our church. We pray for our spiritual life that it will be deepening day by day. We pray that we will knowing you more each day, and that because only in you will we find total satisfaction and purpose.我哋为到我哋嘅教会，我哋嘅会众祷告，我哋为到我哋嘅属灵嘅生命。可以日渐的进心，日渐的成长，更加认识主耶稣基督，因为只有在祂里面，我们才可以得着完全的满足和有生活的意义。We pray for ourselves. Some of us have grown weary about staying at home. We pray that your spirit will spur us towards taking advantage of the different opportunities to seek you, to connect with our brothers and sisters, andFor those who seek you, you promise they will be rewarded. 我哋都为到我哋教会弟兄姊妹，我哋自己嚟到祷告。有啲人系感觉到喺居家避疫咁耐嘅时间，会感到有啲嘅厌倦。我哋求你嘅灵去激励我哋，去藉着唔同嘅各种嘅机会去寻求你，亦都同弟兄姊妹彼此连结。因为你应许过我哋寻求你嘅系得到大赏赐嘅。We continue to pray for Brother Maurice. Thank you that you have raised up many faithful ones to pray. We pray that the discomfort of chemotherapy will be brought to a minimum. 我哋继续为我弟兄Maurice 祷告。我哋感谢你兴起好多嘅人为佢祈祷。 我哋祈求佢呢个化疗过程嘅带嚟嘅不舒服会感到舒缓。We pray for Pastor Joy that you will use her message to bring words of instruction, encouragement, and wisdom for living this morning. 今朝早我哋祈求我哋藉着Pastor Joy 传道带俾我哋嘅信息，叫我哋得着教导，得着鼓励，得着生活嘅智慧。We pray this in Jesus' name. 我哋咁样祷告，奉主耶稣基督嘅名，阿门。
All right.
弟兄姊妹，今朝早上咧系我哋有 Pastor Joy 英文部嘅牧师传道，魏少贤传道帮我哋系讲道嘅。佢讲到嘅题目咧，喺大家睇到嘅画面咧系黑暗世代中嘅信心。So this morning we are so glad to have Pastor Joy bring us a message. Pastor Joy, join us back in the summer. And however, because 2 weeks ago when she was trying to enter the U.S., she was turned back due to some COVID-19 pandemic issues. Government order. So she was turned back. So she just completed 2 weeks of quarantine in Shanghai. And hopefully she can return soon. Pastor Joy 咧係兩個多星期之前咧，佢嘗試翻入嚟美國時候咧，因為政府嘅一啲規例關疫情有關咧，佢就唔俾佢入啊，咁咧就被遣返去翻上海隔離兩個星期，咁咧就喺繼續喺上海等待一段時間，好希望咧好快佢會翻嚟幫我哋講道。So this morning her message would be brought to us through a pre-recorded video. This is right at midnight, past midnight in Shanghai, so the message is pre-recorded. 今朝佢嘅信息咧系藉咗一个预先录影咗嘅录影嚟帮我哋传播播放嘅。因为而家系上海咧系半夜一两点嘅时间。好而家请so English congregation, you do not need to switch to a different Zoom meeting. You can just stay here because we all will be watching the video and I will be interpreting.英文部咧，你哋系唔需要去转去另一个台嘅，我大家就喺度睇佢嘅video， 然后咧我会帮佢翻译。好，请阿Bill帮我哋放嗰个录影。
好。大家睇唔睇到啊 ？OK 啊 ，All right，
睇到。OK，OK。
All right，All right，Give me a second，OK、okay?。不好意思啊，
Good morning, LBC. Hi, people of God. First off, let me thank you for allowing me to speak in this format from my quarantine hotel in Shanghai and for being so patient and prayerful about my recent experience.
弟兄姊妹早晨，首先感谢你系让我俾呢个机会藉着呢个上网呢个技术咧虽然我而家喺上海嘅酒店隔离，仍然可以藉此同你哋讲话。多谢你系为我过去，因为我呢个被遣返嘅情况，一直系为我祷告同埋共有耐心。
I feel humbled and privileged being able to still connect with you in this way.And I thank God for clearing any barrier between us. So let's pray.
我为到呢个机会，我可以咁样同大家连结亦都感谢神为呢个机会感谢神啦，同埋系我要真系觉得要谦卑落嚟，将一切荣耀归俾佢，让我哋一齐祷告。
Dear God, we come to you as one people, as one body.In Christ, and I humbly ask you that you would fill us with Holy Spirit this morning, and that your message would pierce our hearts like a double-edged sword. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
所以天父神，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，作为一个基督嘅身体，我谦卑咁系求呢个圣灵呢个时候系同我哋充满我哋，亦都让呢个信息好似一个两刃嘅利剑咁刺透我哋嘅心。祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们。
So today I'm going to be giving you a message based on the book of Ruth. Faith in the age of darkness.
我藉著這個路德記跟大家講一個信息，題目是黑暗世代中的信心。
It is a very much love story in the Bible.
這個其實聖經裡面是一個可以看為一個的愛情故事。
And is in fact the shortest book in the Hebrew Bible, since the book of the minor prophets are grouped together into one book of the 12.
Bill, 或者你答咗你個 video。这个故事其实是圣经里面最短的一本书信，因为如果你看那些十二小先知，他在希伯来的原文圣经是合为一起当 一本书来看的，所以这样道德记是最短的一本书。
Now many of you might have heard the overly romanticized version or a feminist version of the story of Ruth.
好多人聽過路德記呢，其實是很多時候被他當中一些羅文蒂克的色彩是渲染了，或者一些婦女主義來渲染了。
Let's read it in a more biblical way and dig deeper with the help of Holy Spirit.
現在讓我們呢是從一個更加符合聖經的原則來到看，更加深入看這本書，也就是聖靈的幫助看這本書的信息。
So let's first reconstruct this historical Ruth.
让我们首先是将这个故事的背景来到重整一下。
One of the favorite things I love about the Bible is that it is grounded in human history, and every character was historically real.
我喜欢圣经就是里面的是基于一个人类的历史，每一个人物都是有血有肉的。
So the placement of the book of Ruth immediately follows the book of Judges, which is repeatedly described as an era of no king, and everyone did was what was right in his or her own eyes.
这本书是放在圣经里面的次序呢，在士师记之后，当时圣经是这样说，士师记的环境是在那些日子以色列中没有王，各人都行一些自己看为好的事，对的事。
In Judges 21:25, this phrase was repeatedly mentioned throughout the book of Judges.
刚才那段圣经是在士师记最后那一句，咁系重复咗多次，系讲俾我哋听当时嘅环境。
There was no king. The nation of Israel was politically chaotic, economically unstable, and socially divided. There was blood everywhere.
当时
，on top of it, there was nationwide famine.
在当时的政治环境是混乱的，经济不稳定的，社会是分化的，到处都有暴力的，当时还有这个整国性的一个饥荒。
The time of Ruth, in verse 1, chapter 1. So scholars believe the story of Ruth could be dated around 1300 BCE. And back then, it was an agricultural society. So famine could be very destructive to a society.
当时是大约公元前1300年左右，根据学者的考据呢，是一个农业的社会，如果遇到饥荒的时候呢，是破坏性非常之大的。
Society like this. So the backdrop of her story is rather dark and chaotic. And it begins with a family tragedy, which we were all very familiar with.
这个故事的背景呢，是所以发生在一个咁黑暗、咁混乱的时代，并且开始的时候呢，是形容一个家庭里面发生一个惨剧，咁我都系可能都熟悉这个故事。
As it was projected on the screen earlier, we can see in chapter one, all of the men of the family of Ruth died, and her mother-in-law Naomi and herself, both of them were widowed. So it's important to zoom out and pause on its historical.
當時我們剛才讀那段聖經，我們知道呢是這個路德他的和他的婆婆是家中發生這個慘劇呢，路德的家公和他的丈夫都是去世，於是他婆婆和他自己都成為了寡婦，所以我們要退一步看看當時故事這個大環境。
Background, otherwise it will be too easy to romanticize a redemptive story and read into Ruth any halo of a Cinderella influenced by our Disney culture. She is anything but a Cinderella.
我們需要這樣去了解這個故事背景，如果不然我們就很容易就忽略了故事的重點，將這個路德看成一個好像帶著光環的灰姑娘，其實這個路德絕對不是一個灰姑娘。
As a Moabite, she has never been to Israel, had no idea how dark and chaotic this neighboring country is.
作為一個摩押人，她當然從來沒去過以色列的，她根本對這個國家混亂的境況是一無所知的。
Of course, she knows about the decade-long famine too, which brought her husband's family to Moab in the first place.
當然他知道以色列當時有大饑荒，以致他的夫家是離開以色列去到摩押地方。
Back in her home country, there has been no famine. Politics is rather.
其實在他自己的家鄉這個摩押呢，其實是沒有事的，是沒有這個饑荒的，是幸免了的。
Stable enough for people to live peaceful lives.
咁喺摩押地咧，其實佢生活都幾平靜安穩嘅。
She's got home religion to worship if she likes.
佢亦都可以係跟隨自己族人有自己嘅宗教。
She's got family and friends. Moab is her comfort zone.
可以睇到咧，佢有佢自己嘅親戚朋友啦。所以摩押地可以講咧係佢一個安舒安全嘅地方。
Naomi even warned her that there is no promise of a future husband.
後來我看到這個拿俄米跟她說的時候呢，根本是對這個路德的前途都沒有什麼保證的。
If you read verse 11 in chapter 1, not to mention the Israeli law that forbids a Jew from marrying a foreign.
但如果我們看回這個路德記一章十一節的時候呢，那個婆婆拿俄米跟她說，你跟我跟著沒有用的，我肚裡面不可以再生一個出來做你的丈夫。況且呢，當時的以色列的法律是禁止他們跟外族人通婚的。
There's no prospect for her. And she's still young. It doesn't make any sense right now for her to immigrate to Israel.
如果回到以色列呢，其實真的沒什麼前途呢，就不是很光明的，況且她自己還年輕，照計就按常理呢，她就沒有理由呢是跟著婆婆去移民去以色列的。
Her triple identity as a widow, a foreigner, and a female is doomed to make her a social outcast, especially in a country of chaos and disorder.
特別我們看回她的身份，是一個寡婦，一個外邦人，又是一個女子，可以在當時的情況，特別一個是混亂的情況，社會呢是應該是被人淘汰的。
Hear me. Most of us have some sort of an immigrant background. And as immigrants, we know that we move to a country for better lives, not for worse.
我們大部分的人都是一個移民的身份來到這個國家，我們都明白到我們為什麼要移民呢，是為了更加好的生活，不是是準備去一個不好的國家的。
So that makes the history of Ruth's story extraordinary, and I wanted to emphasize on that.
所以這個故事，路德的故事，實在是一個非常不尋常的故事，我們特別是要留意注意這一點。
But off she went on a one-way ticket. In fact, in the old days, she journeyed on a 7-day, 10-day rugged mountainous journey with Naomi on foot.
咁於是路德呢就踏上呢個不歸之路，咁呢就要由摩押返返去以色列呢，係要經過一段好長嘅一個唔容易行嘅山路，要行十日，步行十日咁先去到嘅。
A good question here is why.
我要問啦，點解佢要做呢個咁嘅決定呢？
Scripture famously describes how her heart and soul pours out for her widowed mother-in-law, Israelite Naomi. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. In chapter 1, verse 16, it says this way.
聖經裏面有一句路德記整本路德記裏面最出名的聖經就是講到她自己的心態， 她跟她的婆婆拿俄米這樣說，她說你的同胞就是我的同胞，你的神就是我的神，1章16節。
Now remember, she is not obligated to.
記住她沒有義務去跟著她的婆婆回去以色列的。
In the ancient culture, she's free to remarry in her home country.
在當時的文化背景，她反正是可以有自由再嫁的，在自己的家鄉那裡。
Now here's something very extraordinary about Ruth. Her love for her mother-in-law and her fear for God surpasses any national boundary, any political divide, and any risk of natural disaster.
這就是我們看到有關路德她的特別的地方，她對於她婆婆的愛和對於神的敬畏是超越了一個國家的界限，一個政治的分界，以及呢， 是讓他去勇敢地面對有可能來到的天災的危險。It's
not a simple conversion to Judaism. Now, I've heard about Rabbi's teaching on the same book, and I doubt if Naomi or her two sons who married Moabites has the knowledge and capacity to pass on or to evangelize on Judaism.
其實想他轉化歸化成猶太教其實都不是那麼簡單，因為我曾經聽過一些Rabbi猶太人的老師教這本書，他講到其實拿俄米這個人和他兩個兒子竟然娶了外邦女子，他們都一般的信仰，照顧就沒有這樣的知識和能力，是將猶太教傳遞給路德的。
It takes Christ-like sacrificial love on which Boaz reciprocated with the same thing, as we can read in the next two chapters.
所以我們看出這個路德這個決心是背後有一個很大的勇氣，不單止勇氣，更加有些是好像基督那樣一個犧牲性的愛，愛他的婆婆，而這種愛在後來跟著兩張波亞斯的身上是再次表現出來的。
We all know the ending of the beautiful story, which is a story of a redemption. And I'm glad Ruth made it through the customs.
我們都熟悉這個故事，後來有個很美麗的結局，將這個救贖的故事很漂亮地表達出來，路德順利過關，進入了以色列境。
My question for you, dear brothers and sisters, is where is your comfort zone?
弟兄姊妹，我想問大家一個問題，你的安舒區是在哪裡呢？
Now think about it. Are you living a courageous sacrificial life such as Ruth?
你想一想，你是不是過著一個好像路德那麼有勇氣，以及一個那麼願意為別人犧牲的生活呢？
Can you love each other and our church family so fearlessly that you're willing to leave your comfort zone, regardless of your political division or cultural differences,
你又会不会好像老得咁义无反顾咁，系愿意离开你嘅安舒区去爱你教会里边嘅弟兄姊妹？虽然彼此之间系有一啲文化上啊、政见上嘅不一样呢？
Are you taking an extra step to reach out to friends in the neighborhood who are sick, widowed, or new immigrants during such times of need?
你又會不會願意去伸出援手，對於你社區裏面你的鄰居啊、你的朋友啊，特別是那些是新移民來到有需要的人，會不會是為他們多走一步呢？
But let me not end you with that.
讓我們不要再停留在這個想法那裡。
Now I don't want to give you a to-do list.
我不想只是给大家将要做的事情的清单。
In fact, God has an amazing plan for anyone who seeks Him, including a widowed foreigner of no status.
事实上，神是给我们每一个人，甚至连一个是外邦的寡妇，都是有一个奇妙的计划的。
Now, it just so happened.That Ruth began working in Boaz's field.
我繼續睇落呢個故事嘅時候咧，我係發覺啱啱咁啱得咁巧咧，呢個路德就去到波亞斯所擁有嘅田嗰度去收割。
And it just so happened that it was the season, it was the beginning of a season of harvest. In fact, it was Feast of Weeks in Jewish calendar.
又咁啱咧，呢個係當時係一個收割嘅季節。是这个犹太教里面的节期的七七节的时候。
And it just so happened that Boaz was single and eligible to be the kinsman redeemer of Ruth's family. Now there's the notion of levirate marriage, which I'll not go into, but you can refer to Deuteronomy 25, if you'd like, if you're interested.
又咁啱咧，呢個波亞斯係當時一個鑽石王老五，亦都係同呢個路德家族有親戚嘅關係。按照《申命記》25章裏面嘅記載嘅婚禮咧，佢係有咁嘅權去屬咗呢個波亞斯家族，即係路德嘅丈夫嗰笪田地。
And it just so happened that not only was he single and eligible.He was a kind and warm-hearted gentleman who protected Ruth from rumors and did the right thing to marry her right away.
又咁啱咧，呢個波亞斯係一個有愛心嘅暖男，有紳士風度啦。佢願意保護路德，等佢唔會受啲閒言閒語去困擾啦。亦都係做一件好正確嘅事，就係將佢娶為妻子。
And it just so happened that the couple became the great grandparents of future king of Israel, King David, which the narrator states very clearly at the end of the book.
又咁啱咧，呢个路德以后竟然成为以色列最伟大嘅皇帝大卫王嘅曾祖母。咁呢个书嘅作者喺本书最拉尾嗰度好清楚讲俾我哋听嘅。
No, of course, it didn't just so happen, right?
其實世事哪有這麼多湊巧呢？
Even when God was not mentioned in the book, He has been watching and pouring out love and provision to the faithful.
事實上，我們的神在整本書裡面，雖然講述祂不多，祂其實在背後在觀察、察看，在為祂为啲诚信嘅人去倾到佢嘅爱心同埋佢嘅供应嘅。
God is behind the grand scheme of things. He is behind this beautiful story.
神系喺整个故事背后，佢先系嗰个主导者。
Even in an era of darkness, He's about to turn our story upside down, just like Ruth's.
雖然在一個黑暗的世代，祂仍然可以為我們每一個人的生命去翻篇。
For His anger is but for a moment, and His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with mourning.
正如詩篇三十篇第五節話，因為佢嘅怒氣只不過係短暫嘅，佢嘅恩惠佢係一生一世嘅。夜間雖然不斷有哭泣，早晨卻必歡呼。
Says the psalmist in Psalm 30, verse 5.
詩篇三十篇五節。
I love the story of Ruth. It's short but deep. It's great for evangelism and also for preaching to myself.
我十分喜爱这个路德的故事，短但是很有深度，是可以适用于我们去传福音，同时对我有特殊的，本身有特殊的意义。
When I came to San Francisco Airport about a week ago, the border officers were very hostile and rude to an immigrant like myself.
我兩個星期之前來到三藩市機場的時候，那些海關的人員對我非常含有敵意，是對我一個移民的身份，他們的態度很粗暴，沒有禮的。
So they detained me, interrogated me, and ridiculed my faith.
他將我扣留，盤問我，又去讥笑我的信仰。
I had to spend the night with some refugees without proper social distancing.
咁我當天晚上要喺嗰度過夜嘅時候咧，要同其他嘅一啲嘅尋求庇護嘅難民一齊，當中係冇呢個社交距離。
And it's not just me. They said they deported some Europeans as well on the same cause.
佢唔單止將我遣返，亦都係遣返一啲歐洲嚟嘅人，因為呢個疫情嘅呢個法例嘅緣故。
And I thought to myself, this shouldn't be like this.
我自己諗啦，冇理由係咁樣嘅喎。
The era in America has been at its darkest, and the system became so brutally inhumane.
我覺得呢個美國係去到一個非常黑暗嘅一個時代，而呢個整個系統咧係覺得係佢好非人道啊，同埋不必要地係粗暴嘅。
But I won't let this experience diminish me, because just like Ruth, I couldn't choose where I was born, but now I'm a citizen of heaven.
我但卻不會讓這個經驗讓我覺得是氣餒，因為正如路德一樣，我可以我雖然不可以選擇我在哪裡出世，但我知道我是天國的公民。
I am a beloved child of God.
亦都是天父所愛的孩子。
They can take my phone and laptop away, but they can't take my faith away from me.
他可以將我攞咗我手機啦，攞咗我電腦，但佢唔可以將我嘅信仰同埋我身份真正身份從我度攞走。
At such a chaotic point of American history, I know some of you are suffering from physical pain and illness.
喺呢個咁混亂黑暗嘅美國嘅歷史嘅世代當中，我知道大家可能有啲人都係因著。一啲肉身嘅痛啊、疾病啊，而係感到一啲嘅受苦嘅。
Some of you might be experiencing animosity at certain levels, and many of you, many more of you, feel exhausted and anxious about this.
亦都有啲人咧係感覺到係某程度上係被人有啲嘅敵意，亦都係可能感覺到呢個居家被已經去到一個厭倦嘅地步，或者對將來係有一啲嘅係焦慮。
Let me reassure you that the status quo is not right.
讓我俾大家一個肯定，現在呢個境況唔係神嘅最終嘅心願。
That God will make everything right through Jesus' redemptive work continuously throughout human history.
神最终的计划是要叫万物更新，是藉着他要在世上施行一个救赎的工作。
I like this quote from C.S. Lewis.
我喜欢这个路易斯他讲过一句的说话。
If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were not, we were made for another world.
老師他這樣說，他說如果我們覺得現在的周圍的環境不是我們所願意見到的，是我們不能叫我們滿足的，好可能就是因为我们被造是为了另外一个世界。
And if God cares about a lowly widow like Ruth in the age of darkness back then, and even included her in his redemption plan.
如果我们看到，如果我们看到这个神啊，是既然眷顾到一个这么卑微的路德，甚至在一个这么黑暗的世代都是将他是编入了，让他在他的救赎计划上有份的呢？
Me in 2020 and welcomes you with his arms wide open.
他都是今天2020年同样 是张开他的双手拥抱你入去他的怀中。
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Dear God,How wonderful it is that you have saved lowly creatures like us and included us in your salvation plan, Lord.
亲爱的天父，是真是你这样来到救赎我们，将我们是摆在你的救赎的计划当中，是一件何等奇妙的事。
Help us with our faith in this age of darkness.Where we can see very limited hope.
主啊，求你系帮助我哋喺呢个咁黑暗、似乎无望嘅世代，你可以叫我哋嘅信心系坚强起嚟，睇到喺里边仍然系有盼望。
But enlighten us with your Holy Spirit about your grand kingdom that is about to unfold.
是也都叫我们藉着圣灵的启示看到你伟大的国度 即将要降临。
And strengthen us, so that we will not, be desperate.
也都是叫我们信心坚强，以致我们不会失去我们的盼望。
But encourage and love each other, in this age of darkness.And that your kingdom will come, your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
要叫我们彼此鼓励，彼此相爱，特别是这个黑暗的环境，知道你的国度要降临，你的旨意必定成就。我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。